There are undeniably many components of success, and you already possess some of them, or you wouldn't have ventured, or at least seriously thinking of venturing into creating your own business. There are plenty of people who complain about the grind, about working for someone else, or corporate America. You know, since you're listening to this book, I know you're a person who has done more than complain. You decided to employ your skills and talents and work ethic to create your dream business and your dream lifestyle. You know you have a skill and talent that can fill a need and a niche. So why shouldn't you be your own boss, putting those assets to work for yourself rather than putting profit into someone else's pocket? You know the effort it takes to launch a business, but you also know you have the personal work ethic you need. Those three things, skill, talent, and work ethic, are definitely components of success. But I have some bad news for you. Those three things alone will only carry you so far. There are countless entrepreneurs who employed those three components but still ended up with failing businesses. People who were extremely talented, had the right skill set, and worked incredible hours, but who learned the hard way that those three skills alone weren't enough to create their success. Or they're now working ridiculous hours, barely eking out any profit or living at all, and are far from running their dream business and living their dream lifestyle. In fact, their dreams have become nightmares because their businesses have become anchors, preventing them from having the time to do what they want or desire any enjoyment from running their business. Yes, you do need skill, talent, and work ethic, but you need more. You need mindset, the right mindset. Listen, I said this book wasn't another book about mindset, and it's not. However, mindset does play an important role in your success. So I want to touch on it in the importance of how your beliefs will shape your success. From the new Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz and the great Dan Kennedy, one of my great mentors, consider this statement. Human beings always act and feel and perform in accordance with what they imagine to be true about themselves and their environment, and ultimately experience appropriate results. Powerful statement. Without a doubt, your results are the product of your thoughts, and your thoughts drive your action, or in some cases, your inaction. As my personal mindset coach, Melanie Benson-Strict, has taught me invaluable lessons about mindset, so I'm going to take a moment here and include some of Coach Melanie's thoughts on mindset. Here's Melanie's words. First, let's define mindset as a combination of the thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes that you hold about your life, your business, and how much success you can create. If the strategy you're using isn't working at the level you want, I found it's almost always the lack of the right mindset. Your business becomes your greatest growth tool. We learn so much about ourselves and what we're capable of, and we're holding ourselves back simply by looking at the results in our business. Every single result I have ever created, any client of mine ever created, or any person I've ever mentioned along the way has created, is directly correlated to what they believe is possible. That belief is directly proportionate to the specific set of stories we've collected over the years that have defined our view of the world and of what's possible. Over time, we don't even realize we're doing it. We run around and collect evidence in life and do everything we can on an unconscious level to keep ourselves in a homeostatic pattern that supports what we believe is possible. We study with people who mirror that belief. We surround ourselves with friends who on some level mirror that belief. And yes, we are literally an energetic equivalent on the outside of everything we believe is possible on the inside. Most people on this planet are working 10 times harder than they have to, but they have a belief that you have to work hard to create more success. Now, I'm not saying success doesn't require hard work, but after we buy into that, we never stop doing it. So we don't ever explore how we could create more success without continuing to have our foot pressing the accelerator to the 100-mile-an-hour speed. Mindset becomes a dictator of what we create. Okay, it's just some really phenomenal words from Melanie. So one paragraph from Jim, and then we're back to Melanie. So this is me. Are you working harder than you have to because of your mindset? Because you believe that what you have to do in order to be successful, again, you need more than a solid work ethic in order to build the dream business you want and the lifestyle you want and deserve. Let me go back to Melanie talking about mindset as fuel. For success, there are two components that have to be in place. There has to be an internal mindset that is causing you to be able to take the right actions. We might think of it as the fuel for the machine, which is our business we're creating. Then there has to be an external strategy designed to achieve the level of success we want. What I've seen, having coached people for so long, is that if you have one without the other, it's like trying to walk on one leg. You will wobble. You will fail over all the time. You will fail over all the time. It's very unstable. I like to look at your mindset as it's kind of the inner workings of a machine. The external is the machine. The external is how the machine comes together and actually works as a system. Great words from Melanie. Now look, in looking at it another way, your skill and talent serve as the machine, and your mindset is the fuel that drives it. So let me say it another way. Your skill and talent, what you can do, what you offer, that's the machine, but your mindset is going to determine how much success you have with that machine. The greatest level of skill and talent will just sit there if there's no fuel, no motivation or mindset. On the other hand, all the most positive mindset in the world will go nowhere unless it is supported by the ability to serve a need profitably and get things done. I'm going to say that again. On the other hand, all the most positive mindset in the world can go nowhere unless it is supported by the ability to serve a need profitably and get things done. All right, a little bit more from Coach Melanie. There's also a mindset of hopelessness. I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to give up. Those attitudes are directly relational to certain events and situations from which we formed a belief about who we're going to be on this planet. What we have to realize is that there is a direct correlation between our thoughts, the actions we take, and the results we have. Let's say you're somebody who says, I can't do that. This is too hard for me. There are too many steps. There are too many things going on. I don't want to figure it out. I don't want to do that. If that's your mantra, life's too hard, or things are too hard, or I don't want to have to learn new things, you'll find out you'll resist taking action. The lack of action will result in your failure to achieve a particular outcome. Now, on the flip side, perhaps the person next to you has the attitude, well, if I don't know how to do it, I'm going to figure it out. That's his mindset. In this mindset, he's being shown a path where there are a lot of new things he has to learn, and he decides to figure it out or hire someone to figure it out. Now, he's on track to generate results. I watch people who aren't achieving what they want or are stuck. And it's because they've literally been telling themselves, I can't do that, or they've stopped trying to figure it out. One of the biggest shifts I've ever had was when I stopped telling myself, I don't know how, or I can't afford that. You see, I can't afford that is the single most limiting thought you can ever have. I'm going to have to repeat that. The thought that I can't afford that. That is the most single, most crucial limiting thought you can ever have. When you say I can't afford that, you literally shut down any creative possibility of achieving what you want or what you need. So I learned to change my thinking about things that I wanted but didn't know how to get. Instead of saying I can't, or I don't know how, or I don't have it, or I'm broke, or any of those limiting belief statements, I would instead ask, what would have to happen for me to make this investment? What would have to happen so I could have that? What would have to happen so I could create this thing that I don't know how to create? And see, now my brain goes into a discovery process. Now I'm in a creative solution-oriented mode where I'm searching. My brain's trying to solve the problem of, okay, we need money, or okay, we need a helper, or okay, I don't know how to do this, I need to learn it. So you open up and expand your possibilities rather than limit them. Oh my goodness, that is some powerful words from Coach Melanie. I mean, that's some very powerful stuff, and a lot of that is at the heart of my decision to write this book. I personally struggled with this early in my business, as did Melanie, and I know from speaking with others at my Dream Business Academy, this strikes a real chord with a lot of people. Decide to go further.